Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's always good news to have our dear friend on, Jill Schlesinger, who is, I'm sure, sweltering in the heat as well. Anyway, she's on every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6, God willing. So here she is. And don't forget her website, jillonmoney.com. Plus, she has a newsletter that you can sign up for, and she'll, you know, give you her latest insights, which is always good, which is why we have you on Monday mornings. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Well, this is refreshing, isn't it? Let's talk for a few minutes about, you know, if you do want, and this is a point that you just posted recently, and that was the whole thing about one thing that you have seen is you see signs of life in the economy, so on and so forth. And while some things improve, other things get worse. And I think the one thing you're talking about in your most recent post was inequality.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that this issue is really important. And the reason is that if you look at the economy before the pandemic,
right,
everybody was starting to really get back on their feet just
yeah.
a few years prior. So we had terrible recession, then the rich people came back fastest, and then the lower wage people started to make gains. And really, the hourly wage workers, those who make under $40,000, were really seeing their best gains in the last couple of years. That's just like, you know, essentially all those warehouses were fighting for people to put in
yeah.
those warehouses to work, right? So they were, all yeah. of a sudden, they were making $15 an hour. Life was pretty good. But the pandemic has really hurt people disproportionately who earn less money. And, you know, this is so important because a lot of times people will say to me, well, you know, it's too bad, like as if it didn't matter to them. Well, it matters to you as a human being, but it also should matter to you as a citizen of the economy, because
right.
without more people participating, economic growth is limited. So that's why we need to see people get more money and lift them up, because the lift usually comes from the bottom, not the trickle
right.
down from the top.
Oh, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Get it?
A certain president that said that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole thing is, and you look at the jobs that were endangered, if not eliminated forever and ever, let's hope not, but you know, they were basically service jobs, were they not, Jill?
Yes. You know, they were, there were some service jobs, they were some goods producing jobs, right? Because as factories closed down, right, that was also part
right.
of it. But I think that what's really become clear is that we have a week now before the extra $600 a week unemployment benefit expires.
Yikes.
And there's been a lot of consternation in Washington, D.C. about what form that should take. And I just want everyone to understand that it's almost regardless of the form, the money has to go to the people who are in need, because it will not help the economy if
right.
you have 32 million people receiving unemployment benefits who all of a sudden now half of them may have, instead of getting $800 a week, are going to get $200 a week.
Oh,
that's going to be a huge change. And we are all going to end up taking care of each other anyway. We just are trying to find the most efficient form that takes.
Yeah. And getting a little something extra in your employment is probably the best way to do it. Wish you didn't have to get it, but you do. So.
Yeah.
You know, you get back to it, and there it is. Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly what you're going to do. I mean, we had a story, and we'll have it at 6:30, about how, you know, they're still fooling around in Washington. Oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, another round of this, and so on and so forth. They're talking $3 trillion. That's a lot of money.
It is, but I'm not sure what the alternative is. Because, yeah. You know, yes. We're not going to sit around and navel gaze and have academic discussions about the debt and the deficit right now, because we're in the middle of a crisis.
Right.
And every economist, left, right, and center, agrees with that. I interviewed a very conservative guy who actually thinks there's an upside to inequality, but even he said to me, oh my God, we got to get these plans going, because we can't talk about anything in this economy until we have it stabilized. And it's not stabilized right now. Remember this, that even before the pandemic, we had income inequality. The Census Bureau found that inequality and wealth and income inequality are gapping to the largest place in probably 5 decades. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And the pandemic is an accelerant to this. It's like we've talked about how the pandemic is an accelerant when it comes to retail trends. Like everyone's going online, now they're going online more. Department stores were struggling, they're struggling even more. Well, I think it's the same with income inequality, that, you know what, people were struggling before, it was tough, they're struggling even more. As Congress gets ready to pass something, some sort of help, we should all remember that this is not like, oh, I'm giving money away. This is clearly an issue where we say we are doing this to help our fellow country people who are suffering, and also we're all in this together when it comes to the economy.
Jill, I know you take a look at, and don't forget, this is Jill Schlesinger here every Monday here, which is great, except when she's on vacation, at 620, brought to you by Asset Strategies and Avon. Is this going on around the world? In other words, you know, are they having to extend benefits, let's say, in Germany or in Japan or someplace like that? In other words, are you seeing this need everywhere?
Not everywhere. And the plans that a lot of those countries had were in place already. For example, in Germany, there's a lot of talk about how they have job sharing and how unemployment is essentially a program that goes sort of guarantees to people that you will get money, don't worry, and it's funneled through the corporation, and that the government steps in a more efficient way. Now, that doesn't mean that the European Union is under tremendous pressure. So I don't think not everything is hunky dory there. But it's better there simply because their social safety nets are better. And don't forget this. We have almost 6 million people who have lost their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not an easy fix to that. I mean, if you if you lose your health insurance, there's sort of three big buckets that you have an opportunity to fill.
Right.
One is you can pay for COBRA, which is extremely expensive. Mm. The second is you can apply on the Affordable Care Act marketplace, either through your state or nationally, which is not cheap either.
No.
And the other is that you're really in dire straits and you need to apply for Medicaid. And there's a ton of people who fall through the cracks and cannot make ends meet. And that, to me, is so important. And I really am clear that, you know, Congress, they've got to do something. We have to have a beefed up healthcare system, and we have to make sure this doesn't turn into a decades long disaster for millions of Americans.
You know, I mean, the one point that I would make is if you have one of the policies from the ACA that you pick up on the exchange and it has a $10,000 deductible, for many people, you don't have insurance.
That is true. I agree with you, okay? What I think is important is that when you look forward about on that, you're right. But there are also a lot of plans in the Affordable Care Act where you get rebates. And you get tax rebates.
True.
So it may be that you could.
Fair enough.
But again, you're right. It's not a perfect system. I understand.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a big issue, believe it or not, in the upcoming election. I just do believe that. Hey, Jill, it's always great to talk to you.
You take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.